الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Further, with regard to the why we give importance to the Urdu language here in the madrasa, and we teach through the medium of Urdu, and I was supposed to come on to the next part, which I had called Majma'ul Bahrain, where our ulama had gathered the two seas, that is, the Arabic language and the Urdu language also. But before that, one other very important incident I remember, and I have to mention it so that students are also aware and things fall into perspective. And that was during the initial stages of the Darul Uloom year. At one time, 6 Arab ulama had come to visit us from Darul Ifta in Makkah Sharif in Saudi. There are 2 major organizations. One is Rabitatul Islami, which sees to the affairs of the Muslims in the world. Saudi Arabia, the government, sees to all that matters. And another organization is called Darul Ifta. So these 6 ulama of Darul Ifta came here. They made Asr Namaz with us, and then they wanted to meet me, and we sat in the office and we spoke. And they explained the purpose of coming was to send ulama, Arab ulama, to teach Arabic to the students. Because generally, in the Darul Ulooms, besides the Arab countries, we are not colloquial. We don't speak easily Arabic. Though you study Arabic in detail, but to be fluent in speaking Arabic, for that purpose they have come and explained the necessity and the importance of it. I listened to them, everything what they said. And after that, I told them, what in my opinion, who you are going to send will be Egyptians, Misris. They said, yes, that they were with, those are the people that we sent. I said also, I think that they won't have Shari'i beard. All these 6 ulama had proper Shari'i beard. So they said, yes, we know that is also a weakness. They don't have Shari'i beard. Then I said, I also think that they will smoke, and they will smoke in public places. They said, yes, that is also a weakness, we understand. So I told them, Arabic language, sir ankope al-ra's wal-ain. We accept the Arabic language as the greatest language. Language of the Quran, of the Hadith, of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Jannah. We accept that. But we give preference to deen over language. Over logha, we give preference to deen. When he heard that, the spokesman, he became extremely happy. And he told me, that what your stance are is, always remain on that same stand. Never change your stand which you are on. And this offer that we had made to send the 6 ulama, we take our offer back again. And all that 6 ulama were going to be paid by them. Everything, all the expenses, housing, everything. He says, we take our offer back, and what you are standing for, remain on that and remain firm on that forever. So even they, when they had understood this, so deen is the important thing, not the language. And then further, inshallah, we all know the Arabic language, the importance. But unfortunately, in our times, the wrongs that have been associated with the Arabic language, I thought I will discuss that also. But at this stage, I want to first discuss why we have Urdu. I have given many aspects of the Urdu language, why we teach in the Urdu language, and then the position of the Arabic. The Arabic language, what its position is, that also inshallah we will discuss. So from this you can understand that the 6 ulama, they also, when they understood that deen is more important than language, unfortunately many places we don't see the difference. We think an ilm is deen. We think knowledge is deen. Many people, unfortunately, who know Arabic, they feel they are superior than those who don't know Arabic. And what we say, we know Quran, we can read, you are Ajami, you don't know Quran, you can't read in, you can't understand what you are reading, etc. But they have misunderstood deen completely. At that point, just let me explain this 1-2 things. We were in Jamaat in India, and we were about with a Jamaat of 40 Arabs in the Gujarat province. And Maulana Ahmed Lat was our Amir. And one brother, Bashir, his name was, it won't be Ghibat because you don't know which Bashir it is, who it is, but he was from Marseille in France, and Algerian, and he was the Amir of the place. And we had become friends, So one day he told me that the parda, hijab, which you people, India, Pakistan people have understood, you have misunderstood what hijab is. That woman must be completely separate from man, and as we understand what hijab and parda is, he says, you people have misunderstood. He said, if that was the right understanding, then whenever we have any taqreeb, a gathering, Eid's day, a social function, wedding, etc., and men are completely separate, women are completely separate, he said, there's no fun and enjoyment in that. But when all mix and you talk with one another, you're making jokes, etc., all that, he said, then there is fun. And that occasion is an occasion of happiness and fun, a wedding occasion. And with the parda, you can't have that happiness and fun. So, and immediately he read it. This is what I wanted to show. He read an ayat of the Quran also. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَأْكُلُوا جَمِيعًا أَوْ أَشْتَاتًا. There is no harm on you, no guna. Whether you all together you sit and eat, or you eat separately, separately. Now he made the tafsir according, he knows Arabic. But Quran is not just knowing Arabic is sufficient. And with this wrong zaam, wrong opinion that I know Arabic, so I know Quran. You are ajami, you don't know. So his tafsir was that antaakulu jami'an, men and women eat together. Or ashtata, or separately, women eat separately, men eat separately. And until there is another different point, inshallah, if Allah wishes, you will discuss it with you also, that to understand Quran, until you don't know shan and nuzul, when an ayat was revealed, and you don't know the what comes before and what comes after it, siyaq or sibaq, and ma lahu wa ma alayh, all the details, you won't know. Now we were out in Jamaat, we're doing 6 points, we're doing kashf, where our mind is going to tafsir, and what is the siyaq and sibaq, we are busy with 6 points all the time, and busy making kashf all the time. So it caught me also by surprise. I had no answer for him. But the next day our Jamaat went to a Darul Ulum, and I immediately went to the library, and I took a tafsir, and I checked up in there. So now the whole thing falls into place. So what was it? That all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, all the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, all the Awliya, one common general quality they have is of generosity. To be generous and to be hospitable, that is the qualities of these people. So the Sahaba were also very hospitable. There were those Sahaba who wouldn't eat until they did not have a guest. So one Sahabi didn't have a guest and he wasn't eating. On that Allah revealed this ayat, that there is no guna if you eat jami'an with a guest. Or ashtata, if you don't have a guest, you can eat on your own. It's not faraz, you must have a guest. So then I understood and I went and explained to him. So just knowing Arabic language, many people are in this great misunderstanding that if we know Arabic, we know Deen. And all the Arabs, they feel that we know Deen. And their condition will be they far from Deen. But because we are Arabs, we know Arabic, we know Deen. Similarly, on one occasion, I was traveling in Saudi on the occasion of a Hajj or Umrah. And the taxi driver put on music in the car. So I told him to stop it. It's not permissible. It's not allowed. So immediately he read the ayat that, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of enjoyment in dunya. That this year Allah says you must enjoy yourself in dunya also. Listen to music also. Do all other things. So just imagine the complete, what the Quran is saying, the complete opposite meaning a person will take if he only knows language. So language alone, just knowing Arabic, is not sufficient. And inshallah, if I don't mention this, the harms of this Arabic, which many of our students locally in India, Pakistan are studying, what harms it has caused. If I forget to mention it, remind me please at a later stage, but first we'll discuss how our ulama, Allah bless them, to make Majma' al-Bahrain, to join the two seas of Arabic and Urdu together.